Too soon, forgive me. Good morning. This morning we celebrate the 11th Sunday in ordinary time, but on this Sunday, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, also known as the solemnity of Corpus Christi. Certainly a worthy time in our calendar of celebrations. Last week, the first Sunday after Pentecost, we celebrated the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. As our Lord rose, he reveals to himself further the Holy Spirit and the gifts, and then the food for the journey and the solemnity on the second Sunday after of his most holy body and blood. Truly a gift to the church, today's entire liturgy is written by St. Thomas Aquinas, and many consider this to be his finest work. That he loved our Lord, that he was in union with him most at the Eucharistic table in his body and blood. Today's feast day is about the very substance that we consume. But the church gives us a further gift, a beautiful liturgy, a time of celebration, and even going deeper into his body and blood, into the relationship he's inviting us to. God doesn't start at the Last Supper, and it's important to note that. He forms us. He calls us and builds a relationship with us. And it's all wrapped into a chapter of the Bible that I hold as the highest, really as one of the highest, my personal faith and prayer. John chapter 6. Sister Mary Beata asked me to give a talk recently to the Vacation Bible School about the Eucharist. And I knew that John chapter 6 was where I would teach from. But I realized that I was teaching to four-year-olds. Through sixth graders, it's a huge gap. Four-year-olds are really just past that adolescent stage. Somebody told me that a four-year-old asks like 1,000 questions a day. I'll never experience it, and that's okay. But for you parents out there, God bless you. A sixth grader is past the adolescent stage. They've even almost lost their shyness. They don't ask as many questions. But both a four-year-old and a sixth grader are hungry to learn and are hungry to experience our Lord. I decided to go shopping the night before because I had an idea in my head. And I settled upon one of my favorite snacks. I walked in eating a cucumber, an entire cucumber. The four-year-olds looked at it and thought it was a chocolate-covered banana. I don't think that's actually a good snack. It's a wonder to me why people do. It's too sweet. But the cucumber, I gnawed on it, just taking little bites as I said hello. And I told them I was there to share with them how much I love the Eucharist and wanted to teach them. And I started with the foundation that Jesus does, he himself in John 6. He builds credibility with the people. They only consider him as the next prophet. But they've seen him already work miracles, change water into wine, come into his public ministry. He's allowing himself even now to be found. First going into a desert, hiding, following the perfect plan of God. But the people come to him from miles away to this open field. And he meets and teaches and heals, and they're hungry. So Jesus multiplies loaves and fish so that everyone has enough. And collecting the scraps at the end, there's more than he started with. A miracle of the multiplication of loaves. Jesus' words have power. He proves it to us over and over again. He is more than just the next prophet. The kids can understand that. This Jesus is powerful. He's important. He says he's God, and he proves it to us. But Jesus himself goes away from them, and they follow around the lake, seeking him. And he says to them, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood." He uses Hebrew words to gnaw, to chew on. And he uses the same Hebrew words for flesh, for bloody skin that could be cut off. I think he's crazy. He just went back to being another crazy prophet. Most of them leave. But remember, he called and he built a relationship first. For those that he starts with, they stay. Jesus asked the apostles, "Will you not leave as well?" No. "You have the words of eternal life. How could I leave you, Lord?" And as he continues to teach and form them, he says again, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood." Now, if somebody has a perfect understanding of the church, of this mystery right now, then you are in heaven. It's really hard. It's very difficult. What do you mean, "eat my flesh and drink my blood"? Well, that cucumber. When I was their age, I thought that a cucumber and a zucchini were the same thing. My mom could trick me and give me either one. They look the same to me. I actually found out at the store that zucchini's a squash. Little education. They taste the same to me. They seem the same. As I've gotten older, I can tell the difference. The bread and the wine, after the transubstantiation, still look the same. They still taste the same. They still seem the same. But his words have power. His sacraments are effective in themselves. He speaks through man to transform across its substance completely, bread and wine to become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, his soul and divinity. If we can enter into this further, we can't but stay with him, but dedicate ourselves to him, but live for him. There's an even better gift from the church today. To go deeper into this mystery, we have to look at our first reading. Moses is talking to the Israelites, to the Jewish people in the book of Deuteronomy. And he says to them a very important phrase. "In order to show you that not by bread alone does one live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord, he has allowed you to suffer. He's allowed you to know him. He's given you manna, unleavened bread, food for the journey, so that we hunger for him." Jesus is the word that speaks us into existence. And Jesus can be alive for us today, even when we're not here. There's an acronym that I learned actually fairly recently that I think works. The Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. God wants to show us his plan. He reveals himself to us. He forms us, enters into relationship, and then says, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood." If we study his word, If we see him at work in our lives, giving us food every single day, nourishing us, and we enter more deeply into the body and blood of our Lord, we will transform the world. He will be powerful through us, and he will be effective in the hearts of all we meet. May we invite the Lord into us to form us and shape us and give us this food for the journey.